Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me, for sharing the word about this Patreon, and for commenting. So speaking of comments, this will be another mailbag video. We have a comment from member Seth Schwann. Says, thank you, Miles. I'm loving these warm-up videos as well as the extent of content. Your amazing work. Thanks, Seth. I wonder if you have any content exercises regarding the four augmented triads and their transformations to major triads related to 1/4 and 5 chords, possibly connecting them with major bebop scales. I thought there may be a puzzle I've struggled to solve. Do you have any thoughts on this? Okay, so augmented. What is the augmented? The augmented triad divides the octave into three parts equally. Same way the diminished divides the octave into four parts, the augmented divides it into three parts, right? Equal parts separated by major thirds. That's the intervallic content, right? So, what is it used for? Why does it, you know, how is it useful? What do we do when we see an augmented chord? All that stuff is a big question. So, first let's think about, like, where do you see the augmented naturally? I mean, it's not in a major scale. There's no augmented structure in a major scale, but we do hear it in a lot of tunes, you know? Let's see, a tune like, I'm playing Sunny Side of the Street. That's the movement from one to like a three augmented to the four. It's a very common thing. You see that in a tune that smoke gets in your eyes. The same movement in that. Let's see. It's called Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, you know. In all of those cases, there's a voice leading that's going from, it's going from the one chord to the four chord, and that one chord has something like, the natural fifth of the one chord becomes an augmented fifth, which leads to that third of the four chord. In this case, that's a D natural to a D sharp to a C. And oftentimes you hear the bass note go up to the third as well, because it, you know, because an augmented chord is totally symmetrical, a B augmented is the exact same notes as a G augmented, right? This is G, B, D sharp. This is B, D sharp, G. So it doesn't really change the chord to move it around by major thirds, but the voice leading in the bass becomes very nice. If you imagine that my singing is actually good, that would be nice. You know, you hear this in even like something like Cherokee. The second chord Cherokee is F augmented oftentimes, which is leading to an F minor. So that in that case, it's an opposite type of voice leading. The D natural in the B major, B flat major chord becomes a C sharp off the F, which becomes a C natural when it becomes an F minor, which becomes a C flat on the B flat major, B flat 7 flat 9, which then resolves to a B flat. Sorry. So that's the cases where the augmented exists as a kind of a voice leading connecting chord. It's very similar in my mind to how the diminished functions, let's say on a rhythm changes where you go and you use it to connect chords together, connect harmonies together. On its own, you know, an augmented is a very interesting sound, you know, just as an abstract thing. If I say, if I take this augmented and then Seth, is it Seth? Was it Seth? Let me check. Yeah, Seth. Well, Seth was asking about the four augmented triads. What does he mean by that? Well, there's only four, right? Because if you take these notes, let's say you take the augmented that has C in it, C, E, G sharp, you can move it around different ways. Let's move it chromatically. C sharp, F, A, D, F sharp, A sharp, E flat, G, B. Now you notice that we have now covered all 12 tones of the chromatic scale. Because once we get up to E, G sharp, C, now we're back to the same exact notes that we started with. But this is C, E, G sharp, and this is E, G sharp, C. So there's only four. In the same way with the diminished, which is a four note thing, if you move that chromatically, you only get three, because it's four notes. Four times three is 12, right? Of course, you can move it. It doesn't have to be chromatically. We can say move the augmenteds in minor thirds, and we'll get the same result. Anything that doesn't overlap, you know, notes will work. You can go by circle of fifths, etc. So there are naturally occurring instances of the augmented in different scales as well. So I'm saying it doesn't occur in a diatonic scale. It's not here in the G major scale, but we can sort of artificially make it in a chord progression like we did. But where would it occur naturally? It'd be like in a minor scale, for example. Let's take C melodic minor. Okay. The one chord of a melodic minor scale, the seventh chord, is a minor major seventh, right? And the three chord is a major seven with a sharp five. And both of those use the same augmented structure, the E flat G B natural, right? Which incidentally are the key signatures in giant steps, right? That's a whole other story dealing with modulating by major thirds. That's not really about an augmented triad. That's about key relationships. But the augmented triad itself, if you have a major seven and a flat third, you're going to get that relationship. It also is in the harmonic minor scale. Has the same harmonic. They have the same exact one chord and three chord, you know. So the triad built off of the third degree is going to be an augmented triad. And if we build seventh chords, then we get those larger structures: the major seven sharp five and the minor major seventh on the one chord. And you notice if you take an augmented chord, which is augmented triad, that is, and you add a note to it, you're going to get one of three things because it's symmetrical. So if we took this, let's take the C augmented, and we add an A to it, we get an A minor major seventh, right? But if we add let me play it lower here. I'll play it down here and I'll add a B to it. Now I have a C major 7 sharp 5, right? So what I did was I added a note that's below one of the notes in the augmented, a half step below. In case the B is a half step below the C, and I added a note that's a half step above one of the notes, which A is a half step above the G sharp. I could have used the same note. For example, I could add the B you know, to get the C major 7 sharp 5, or I could add, which is right below the C, or I could add the one that's right above the C and get the C sharp. Minor major 7. And you would do that, you could do that with any, so this augmented, you could add 6 different notes to that to get the 6 different chords. You could get a C major 7 sharp 5 by adding a B. You can get a C sharp minor major 7 by adding a C sharp, you know. And if we go up, we add an F, which is above the E, you would get an F minor major 7. And if we add the A, which we did before, which is above the G sharp, you get an A minor major 7, right? And if you add the B, which we did before, you get a C major 7 sharp 5. But if we add the D sharp, which is right below the E, then you get an E major 7 sharp 5. And if you add the... that's one way to do it. And then if we add the last one we would get would be the adding the G, which is, you know, right below the G sharp. You could do it this way also, you know. Interestingly, what that makes is a triad, right? The note that you add also makes a triad with the like you can think of A flat major 7 sharp 5 as like a A flat augmented triad with a major seventh in it. But you can also think of it as a triad. It's a C major triad with an A flat in the bass. So then what that would lead you to realize is that, oh, any augmented triad can be just mutated into a major triad by moving one note. All right, let me spread out the voicing a little bit. Let me go. I'm playing a G sharp augmented or a C augmented, however you want to think about it. I'm playing G sharp, E, C, right? Let me just lower any of these notes by a half step. Lower the G sharp to a G, I get C major, right? Go back to the augmented, I'll lower the E to an E flat. Get an A flat major, right? Go back here to the augmented, lower the C to a B. You see, the note that you're lowering becomes the fifth of a triad, major triad, that is. But because it's symmetrical, and because major and minor triads are symmetrical to each other, that is, you know, one is like major third, minor third, and one is like major third, minor third going down, right? If I start on C and I went a major third, minor third going up, I get C major triad. If I start on C and I go a major third, minor third going down, I get F minor, right? So it's a symmetrical thing. So that would lead me to believe that if I do the opposite action, I should get the opposite result. I should get minor triads. So coming back to this augmented G sharp E C, if I raise each note, and there it is, yeah, I raise it, I get an A minor, right? And now the note that I'm raising becomes the root. And there's a reason for that, but I can't get into that right now. It's too long of a thing. But if I raise the E, then I get F minor, right? And if I raise the C up to C sharp, I get C sharp minor. So that's an interesting property of those, you know. Now I said when we were changing by adding a note, I said you could do one of three things, and I only talked about two. I talked about changing. Adding a note to the triad, to the augmented triad, to get a major 7 sharp 5 or to get a minor major 7. But what if you add a note that is not just above or below one of the notes in the triad, but is in the middle of the notes in the triad? So if I have this C augmented triad, I get C, E, G sharp. Well, I could add a note that's just right in the middle between C and E. That would be a D. Well, you know, let's say I put it in the bass, that gives me a kind of a D ninth with a sharp 11 sound. But really what this sound sounds like to me is just a whole tone sound, you know. Because if you take two augmented triads that are a whole step apart, that gives you a whole tone scale, six note scale. And on one of the favorite scales of Thelonious Monk and many others. So if I see a chord that says D9 sharp 11, I know that's a whole tone sound, right? As opposed to like D13 flat 9, you know. This is a diminished sound. So that's a bit of my thoughts today on augmented triads. There's many more. I didn't get to the rest of that question about bebop scales. I don't actually know what bebop scales are. I don't really, that's not a part of the education that I have in my mind. But I have checked out a little bit of Barry Harris and stuff like that, but it's not really something that I know about. So I don't know about the connection to that, but certainly you could find, if you add notes to a scale, you'll be able to find some augmented triads in there. But I'm mostly concerned about how they're used and how to get that sound into your playing if you want it. So, all right. If you're a free member, please join. It's only $5. All right. See you soon.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.